This is Sexy Funny Raw, where we talk all about the world of sex, from dating and relationships to the adult industry itself, answering all the questions you weren't even brave enough to ask Google. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Sexy Funny Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Sage, and joined in studio with me yet again for this another week in a row is comedian Vinny Fastline.
What's up? Back to back weeks. I'm in the same outfit as last time.
Me too. Weird.
Very strange how it works out.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've seen you.
Sorry I was so prude last week.
Yeah. Yeah, really let loose this time.
Yeah,
you know?
I should really open up. Last time I felt a little tight.
Yeah.
But this time.
Yeah. Last time you're like a butthole. This time
this
you're
one,
like
this
a
one.
Pussy. You know?
Big old fat one too. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, recently my friend just had her vagina redone and it looks amazing.
Really?
She went from like a regular woman's vagina to like an Asian woman's vagina.
Like
it's
a
like
slit?
All new all over again.
Really?
Like, she has no more lips that hang down. Everything is high and tight. And it's like, even the inside, she said, is like tighter. It's crazy.
No way.
I'm like, I'm about to get.
That's insane.
I mean, I'm not ready right now, but like, it's a procedure.
Do you have any proof?
I mean,
I'm just kidding.
I mean,
I'm sorry, Daily.
Actually, on my OnlyFans, there is proof.
Oh,
but,
wow. Whoa.
Just saying. That's, all right.
Well, congrats to your friend and her amazing new pussy.
It's really
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's great. I'm thinking.
You thinking of doing it?
Down the line, maybe. She also said her sensation's better. So
really?
I'm
really?
Like, yeah.
What is it? Just like chip it up, clean it
up
a little bit?
Well, because they also took away some of her hood on her clit because her clit was like so covered with extra skin that it was like really hard for her to get off. So they just peeled some of it back. So now her clit's like exposed. So she said she just comes so much easier.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like how I sit really like professional. Like
wow. Wow.
Interesting. No, get my glasses out. Tell me more details.
It is interesting. It's really cool.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
Go check it out, people. Alexis Fox.
Oh, congrats to her.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Today we're doing a different episode, but it's very similar, I feel like, to what we did last week.
Okay.
But it's turnoffs that you did not see coming.
Oh, looking at myself in the mirror.
Same.
Why do I have to be here? No.
I like looking at myself when I'm fucking. I don't like seeing myself close up. That's the
when
difference.
I'm in shape.
Yeah.
And the sex is great.
Yeah.
Then okay.
Then you're like, I'm a champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you dismount and you go.
You guys love that Superman pose after you come. That's a big thing for men.
Yeah, and then put the cape on and then you just you fly away.
Yeah.
Now, biggest turnoffs. Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously kissing.
Yeah.
Bad kissing.
It's the worst.
Is the worst. I know it's talked about everywhere, but I mean, bad kissing.
It's,
if you're a bad kisser, the sex is not going to be good.
Agreed.
Bad breath.
No.
I mean, that it starts, it's immediately I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been in that situation where I'm like, I'm not doing it.
I've actually tried to work through a bad kissing situation. Like I thought I could fix it and I brought it to his attention, but I didn't bring it to. So here's how it happened. He wasn't a great kisser. And then one day he kissed me really, really well. And I went with that and I was like, hey, that kiss, how you kissed me was my favorite kiss. I would love if we kiss like this more often. And then he was like, oh, so you don't like the way I normally kiss. And like he just like internally took it really hard and it was like, we could not recover from it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. But you have to, like, I'm the same way. I feel like honestly, if you kiss a person and you don't feel like, holy fuck, like carried away by the kiss, then that's not your person.
Right.
You know, like.
Yeah. Cause in the beginning, everything's roses, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then eventually, you know, and then it's miserable. No, I mean, like, you know, it's gotta be, out the gate, chemistry right there.
Mm-hmm.
And bad kissing is it.
So that's your biggest turnoff.
I mean, fuck.
But that's
what
not,
else?
You're not surprised by that as a turnoff. Is
there
anything
unless she's naked and then she has like, I love Adolf Hitler tattoo or something like that. And then I'm like,
surprise!
Also a turnoff. I'm not a huge fan of that. Don't like that at all.
Would someone's tattoos ever turn you off unless it's like Adolf Hitler? Like,
I would say there's some bad tattoos.
Yeah, there are.
I've had, you know, bad tramp stamps.
Yeah.
You know,
I've got a bad tramp stamp.
You know, stuff. The bad tattoos can be, you know, not great. they gotta be cool looking or whatever. But no, I mean, the kissing is number uno, unos or whatever.
Yeah. Because
you gotta be good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Smell.
Hygiene. Hygiene's huge. Smell. It's not just your breath. It's everything.
Everything. Your armpits, down there. I dated a girl that I really liked and I really thought I could have been with and it's still.
Yeah.
It was stinky.
You know what's interesting, though, is pheromones are a real fucking thing, right? So you can, like, truly be genuinely attracted to someone's, like, smell. Like, I've definitely dated men to where when they leave, like, my bed, I'm like, go and smell their pillow. Because I'm like, just, like, their smell is, like, just overwhelming to me.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, definitely.
No, good smells are definitely it. But if it's bad.
Yeah. It can be bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do it.
What I mean, there obviously can be better ones, but those are so important.
Yeah. What if she's not, like, big on, like, flossing her teeth or, like, cutting her nails and, like, stuff like that? Can't do.
Yeah, bad hygiene.
Yeah. Just in general.
In general. Mm-hmm. Like, just. You gotta smell good. What the heck? What's going on? I mean, there are circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. It's like, you might end up having sex. I mean, you just had a workout earlier or something.
Right. That's circumstances. Different. Yeah.
But I mean, if it's like a reoccurring event.
A girl from my gym just broke up with a guy for the exact same reason. She was like, he always fucking smelled. She was like, he's so hot. Sex is so good. She was like, but the smell just cannot get past it. And I'm like, yeah.
I think
he's super natural. So he like doesn't like wear deodorant. And, dude, like, does that
supernatural
whole thing.
Shit.
Yeah.
First of all, also, like, you got to shave your pits.
Yeah.
Like, I trim them down.
Mm.
I'm also sweating a little bit. And when I ever smell... It actually traps bacteria in your hairs.
Oh,
so guys should trim all their hairs down to lighter in their pits because
sweat
less and the less bacteria is trapped up in your hairs. Your hairs trap bacteria.
Okay.
So yeah, if you
I'm
clean
not
it down,
against a man trimming down everywhere all the time. Anyway, I love body hair, but to an extent, don't have
leave
the
back here though. Keep it spicy.
I will shave a man's back like that. Yeah. I mean, that's it's I'm gross. Always like, let me get in on this.
I got a manscaper.
Like, yeah. Well, Daily, is she your manscaper?
No. I have an actual manscaper.
Like Manscaped. You have someone that you go
to. No, Manscaped. You ever heard of Manscaped? It's actually they're going to be one of my podcast sponsors.
Well, yeah, it's like a trimming thing, right?
It opens up. It's a big buzzer that you could actually, and you shave down the whole back.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know, because buzzers are like, you know,
it's like hard. A buzzer for your hair.
You literally, but it.
Oh, but it's like a huge,
huge one that you could do your whole back with.
Oh, whoa. I was so confused in what the fuck you were saying just then. Okay, this
it's
makes sense.
It's crazy.
To me.
My sister bought it for me for Christmas, maybe, 10 years ago. And I don't really even have that bad of back hair, but even a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just like, you could take it down. And she bought it for me for my birthday.
Interesting.
Or something. And I was just like, thank you, but fuck you too, kind of.
Yeah.
Sorry about our scale for her birthday. No, I'm just kidding. But
I
love the thing.
You can just do your own
shit. I do my own back.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Wow, I'm gonna need to feel like I need to get this for men in my life.
Wow.
I'm down to shave back, though, so I don't care.
This is not the turn on podcast you guys were looking for. Like, get to the dirty
these
stuff.
These are turn offs.
Fucking creeps.
Yeah, and one of the turn offs is definitely a wildly hairy back. I cannot do that. Oh, I also don't like a wildly hairy ass. I don't care if you have hair on your ass, but I don't want it to be like so
I have a baby
saturated,
butt.
You know?
I have a baby butt. I have a baby butt, no hair on the cheeks.
Not a single cheek
No cheek hairs.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
I'm sure Daily is impressed every day.
I'm honestly, one of my biggest qualities and the compliments I get is I get a great butt.
Okay.
I mean, I could show it, but.
Yeah. Do you put things in it?
No.
You don't put any things in it?
No, I just
you put
naturally,
things on it? It's
no,
just
I just
nice.
Got a butt. Yeah. I got a booty.
Your boy are you a moisturizing guy? Do you moisturize your booty?
No, I don't
do anything.
Why don't
men moisturize? That's so weird to me.
I just got a rump. I got a rump
No
roast.
Man, your man does?
Oh, he's a.
Oh, he's a moisturizer. Okay.
Oh, he's a moisturizer.
Good.
On your
More
butt?
Men
on his butt?
Should be.
Have you?
I lotion my whole body from head to toe every single day. Every shower, multiple times a day.
I got to lotion more.
Yeah.
That's how you stay young, right?
Well, I guess there are a lot of things. It's like, you know, drink water, don't drink alcohol, like all the things.
All the things I don't do.
I mean, I love all the things.
Alcohol?
Yeah, I do love alcohol. I do.
What's your favorite drink?
All the drinks. I honestly, I don't have a preference because that's how much I like it. It depends on my mood. Wine, whiskey, tequila, let's vodka. Go. I'm just a girl who likes to drink.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So me too. I'm a girl that likes to drink.
We talked about this last episode. And you said that you had a girl fart on you mm-hmm. once. Not during sex, but just
in general.
And then definitely you did have a girl poop on you. Not on you, but on the bed, right?
All the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But mm-hmm. has a girl ever farted during sex and did it turn you off? Would it?
I think I've definitely heard a couple farts during sex.
Yeah.
Maybe a little turn off. It depends how close we are.
Yeah.
Honestly, I roll with the punches.
Yeah. Have you ever farted during sex?
I haven't.
No.
I might have maybe, caught it. Whoop, mm-hmm, those ones that almost slip out. Yeah. I've had plenty of those.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you got to be in the right position. You know, you got to be careful.
But, yeah.
Because that can be a game changer.
I mean, sometimes you want to let it slide, but sometimes the smell is like a smell that won't let it slide.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah. You fart during sex?
I have, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was saying on last week's episode, like, honestly, because when I'm orgasming, my body is so relaxed that like everything is happening that like sometimes if it's there, if it's like anywhere close, like it's also coming out at the same time. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I know
guys who have said like, it's a huge turnoff for them if they hear a girl fart, especially in the bedroom. Like, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't love it, but I would. If it's, you know, somebody you're with for a while.
A relationship is different.
Yeah, who cares? Like I said, I just like, whatever. I don't want to, let's not ruin the moment.
Yeah. I don't think you should shame anybody for a natural body.
No.
Thing, you know,
I don't care.
It's not like they were like forcing like vomit on you, you know, like bleh, bleh. That'd be way different.
That's weird. That's stuff I'm into.
Have you ever had anybody vomit on your dick while giving you a blowjob? Because that does happen. I'm like, that happens.
I think like caught in her mouth,
mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I haven't had that yet, unfortunately.
I caught a loogie in my mouth recently when I was giving a blowjob and doing the deep thing where you try and work up the extra spit.
Ooh.
And then I worked up a loogie and I was like, oh no. And I could feel it in my mouth and I had his dick in there and I was like, please do not let this loogie come out on his dick, please. And so I had to like suction my mouth, like, like pull it so I could like keep it in and obviously swallow it. But
you're,
I'm like,
that's
not
brutal.
Awesome. That's man. But I know people in porn who have quite honestly vomited on cops, doing the gagging.
It happens.
It does.
I would still shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, you know.
Would you jump in the shower or are you just going to roll right through it? You're just going to just fuck through the vomit?
Depends. Probably depends on how crazy it's getting.
Yeah.
I'd say
for hygiene reasons, probably best to rinse off the vomit before you come back to it.
But Yeah.
Yeah. But you never know how deep you're in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I will say I have puked on a bed and then fucked on the bed next to my vomit.
Mm, wow.
On my 28th birthday, actually. Very vivid memory.
I was going to ask, where was it? What a birthday.
Yeah. Fort Myers, Florida.
Oh, wow. So it was like an alcohol, like,
blah. Oh, yeah. Drunk and
then
puke.
Kept going.
No, we weren't having sex at the time. Like, I was, like, passed out for a little while, had puked, fell asleep, and then the guy that I was, like, hooking up with, like, came, and there was still vomit on the bed, and he fucked me. And I'm still friends with the guy. We talk about it. He's like, remember the time I fucked you next to your vomit? I was like,
no
yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I see. I would just rip the sheets off, and let's go.
Yeah.
It's easy. That's what I did with the duty stain.
Yeah. So, keep moving. Keep it moving.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah.
You got a comforter?
No reason to ruin the moment. Yeah. Good. I like that.
I like it. I got to start throwing up more. I want to try these new tricks.
I did Sylvia's podcast today.
She just calls you. You're a bitch, Sylvia.
Do not
talk
blame
dirty to me. I want a turkey sandwich. You want a turkey sandwich? Yeah, that was last week's podcast. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I
got to
take this call.
Have you ever, like, now I know you're in a relationship now, but this is your whole life of experience. Have you ever, like, been obsessed over somebody? Like, this person is, like, your crush, they're your everything, and then, like, you get with them, and it just ruins it all.
You know, I did have a crush on a girl growing up that I did hook up with for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we had awesome sex. It was crazy. She was crazy.
And
she was surprised too. Like, she was surprised because I liked her when I was a little kid and I blossomed later in life.
Yeah.
And then, and then she was willing to finally have sex with me. And we had lots of it. It was great.
But that was the time it went well.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. She moved away. I mean, we were cool. I mean, I think it was also, we had a good friendship. I don't know if it ever would have turned out to be anything. I don't know. But we were always close our whole lives and it turned out to be cool.
You were pining for her for years.
Yeah, and it happened.
Yeah, then you had to have your glow up.
I don't know if I've ever had a crush where I've been disappointed.
Or even like a celebrity that you've met and then been disappointed. I feel like that happens, especially in this town, more often than not.
Yes.
Ever met J-Lo? There's shit going around about her right now.
Oh, really?
I have not met her. I don't know.
I haven't met her either. But no, I'm not going to throw any names under the bus, but there's definitely been, it's
boring. You don't have to say their names, but you can say the
very
experience.
Boring. And where it's just like, you know, like just lay there and be a hole.
You said you had said that you had had sex that was so bad you just wanted to end. Like what?
Yeah.
What constitutes sex so bad you wanted to end? What is that? Well, laziness.
Yeah, a little bit of laziness. Okay. Sometimes I like the okay with laziness, but maybe you realize you're not as attracted to them when you're in the moment, or it could be little things. It could be
you sobered
the
up
hygiene,
a little.
The makeup. Yeah. I don't know. It could just be like, you know. I don't know.
You just said the makeup. Have you ever had a time where you took a girl home, she takes off her makeup, and you're like, this is not you. This is not the you I wanted.
No. Yeah, no, yeah, like, yeah, take off makeup or whatever. I mean, I remember, I don't want to sound like an asshole or anything, but I remember, girl took off makeup. She also took off everything. It was fake. It was like took off, like,
the bra.
Chunks of boobs.
Yeah.
And they were gone. And she had literally had a corset, like one of those like workout fitness corsets.
Yeah, it takes
like a fitness one.
Yeah.
Like to sweat belly, rips that shit off, and that, like everything changed. Who is
I
in
have
the bed?
Been deceived.
Who is this? But
I take my extensions out in front of men all the time. It's kind of like my tester. Like once we get comfortable and like you'll see me take off my makeup and then I just like take out my hair right in front of them and they're always like,
what?
What is
happening?
I'm like, this is
it. You just take it off. It's just a wig.
Yeah.
Oh,
whole
man.
New me.
Oh man. Rip off your face. You're just Nicolas Cage. Now I'm hard. Yeah.
You guys.
Let's do this, Nick.
I have had my wig come off.
During sex?
Oh yeah,
let's go.
Oh my god.
I don't wear wigs anymore, but that definitely happened.
Oh no.
My
they
god.
Say anything?
Was it somebody you were in a relationship with or was it a new hookup?
No, it was a frequent hookup and we just kind of slipped it back on and kept going.
Oh, well that's a green flag also. Yeah.
Slipped it back on?
He was trying to pull my hair too much and it slipped right off.
I would have just been like, dude, leave it off. Let's go.
I tell people during sex because men do love to pull hair, that's a thing, and I don't mind it, but I always just say like, just be aware that not all this is mine. Like if you pull too hard, you will rip some out.
I only like doing things that you're into.
Okay,
obviously there's things that I enjoy that if you don't like it, it's a sad thing because I like it. But there, it's like, if it doesn't really turn me on, if it doesn't turn you on to have your hair pulled, it doesn't turn me on because I know you're not enjoying it and I want you to be really enjoying it. Feeds my ego, fuels me. I'm feeling great about myself. I don't need to be like, you want to tug a wart? If you're into it, then you're getting your hair pulled. But like some girls are like, I like being a hair pulled, I like being spanked. And then there's some people don't prefer that.
Yeah,
and if they
course.
Don't like it, it doesn't turn me on to go, I don't need
She's
to
like,
do
I
it.
She's like, I don't like it. You're like, I don't care.
Yeah. Shut up. You're a bad girl.
Well, that's good. At least we know you're a consent guy.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'm a consent guy for sure. Clip that. No, but it's like, if it doesn't turn you on, it doesn't turn me on.
Yeah, that's good. Speaking of not turning you on, how do you feel about like personal space? Do you need personal space in a relationship? Or are you okay with like 100% attention all the time?
I mean, I want some for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like my own time. I like whatever for sure.
Feel like you like, what if they're like super clingy? Is that like a huge turn off?
I don't like super clingy.
Yeah.
And it's funny, Daily's the opposite. She hates clingy, but she is needs too much space, which is funny. So I haven't really dated a girl that's like, I don't ever want to be around you. Is it me? Is it me? No, she likes her space. I like my space too. Too clingy is too much.
Yeah.
It turns me off.
Did you guys watch Love is Blind by chance?
Mm-mm. Ah, she likes it.
Damn.
She watches it.
Chelsea.
I was about to be like, how about you feel about Chelsea? Yeah.
She wasn't clingy. She was insecure.
Yeah, insecure as fuck. Yeah.
Insecurity is a turn off.
Yeah, that was
We're all insecure.
Everybody. A little bit. Yeah.
Every single person on this planet, I don't care who you are. I don't care if they're the most famous, richest, best looking people on the planet. Everybody is fucking insecure.
Yeah.
And you can make them feel really insecure easily. Mm-hmm. The thing is how you handle your insecurities. Mm-hmm. Everyone has them. I don't care who it is. It's how you handle them.
Do you think you lay out your insecurities on the table early? Because that's what I do. I lay all my cards out. I'm like, here is why you wouldn't want to date me, X, Y, and Z. And then I'm like, can you handle?
I think there's a balance. I like the honesty there.
Yeah.
I do like it. You cut the bullshit and I'm all about cutting that. But I do say, I think that in the beginning, it has to be a little mystery.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying like date one, but I'm like, you know, a couple months in, I'm like, here's the issues that you're going to be facing.
Yeah. I think there's got, yeah. No, totally.
Yeah.
I think it's being open and on. That's how it works. I think if you can't communicate, especially early on, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because then you're also like, this is who I'm going to be down the line. So if you don't like it, you know, if you put on that facade in the beginning and then you're like down the line, they might not like the other person.
Well, I don't even know if it's a facade. I just feel like what you said earlier, like in the first few months, everything is fucking roses. So it's always great right in the beginning. And your insecurities may not even be playing in yet. You know, like you have to have some little bit of like trials and tribulations, at least for me, for some of the insecurities to come through.
Totally. I'm verbal diarrhea, you know, like I'm open. I'm really honest. I'm really open. Yeah. Maybe say stuff right out the gate. That's why, like, even with sex, like, I think that in the beginning, so you kind of know, so you can set yourself up for good sex. Some people just like to get into it. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. I don't agree. I think you like you can have a very flirty sexual conversation at dinner or over drinks. See what they're into.
Yes.
And they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then if they tell you, then you're setting yourself up for success. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh, she doesn't like that.
Yeah.
She doesn't like this. I don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. You kind of know.
Yeah.
And you're also building up to it. Mm-hmm. So
take notes, gentlemen.
I think being honest and, you know, just being open.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I love a good conversation about sex before you get there.
I think so,
you
too.
Know? Yeah. Me and too. After. And after you've had the sex, like, how did you feel about that? What, you know, like, were there things in there that were good for you or maybe not so great for you? And like, you know, what can we change, switch it up to make it better next time?
But everybody does it over text. I think you got to do it at dinner or drinks.
Oh,
everybody
talks
dirty over text. Everybody has the balls to say everything
over
text.
It's true.
People don't do it in person.
It's true.
And that's where you got
to
do it.
Yeah. It's really, you have to have those really difficult conversations and they're going to feel awkward at first, you know, especially if you have some kinks that maybe that you don't think everybody's into and you're like, well, this is kind of my thing. I don't know how to bring this up.
I don't know how to bring this, but my biggest turn is like, I like to wear a Winnie the Pooh mask.
I like you to put honey on my dick.
Yeah. I want you to find the bees and I put a few up there.
See if you want get one to crawl up my ass.
Oh my God.
My God, poor bee.
Lay it out.
Yeah.
Maybe lay it out.
Yeah. I always talk about in porn, we get a consent list. So like right before we do a scene, like you literally run through everything with them, like how they like to kiss, what things they like to have said to them, what things they don't like to have said to them. Like,
that's good.
Like if you want a finger in your butt, if you don't want a finger in your butt, if you want a tongue around your ass, if you don't like how tight you want your balls squeezed, like we run through everything.
No way.
Yeah.
It's like a porn writer.
Yeah, it really is.
Dude, I want to see yours.
And it changes every day depending on my mood.
Yours still has food in it.
Yeah.
You're like, I know, mid-sex, after you, I call you daddy, I want to have a snack.
I need an apple.
Yeah, yeah. I need you to be kind to me and a kind bar, okay? Yeah.
Mine is be kind to me. It's funny because people are like, what are your no words? And I'm like, I hate being called whore and I hate being called a slut. Ooh. And it's interesting because obviously I am all of those things, but to me, those words are disrespectful.
Yeah.
And so I don't like being disrespected during sex.
That's true. That's fair. Absolutely. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is kind of crazy when girls are like, I want you to fuck me up. And I'm like, what's going on? What is happening? When girls really want.
Like, I know a lot of girls who like violence.
Violent. Yeah. You want super violent.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean.
I did a podcast with a girl who basically wants men to like beat her up.
That's not
sex.
My thing.
Yeah. Not mine either.
I don't have to beat the shit out of you for you to be turned on.
My God, I don't even like.
I like rough sex when you want it, but it's like there's a very specific.
There's a
like,
difference between rough sex and like leaving bruises on somebody. Yeah. Like that's just a whole different realm.
I want you to choke me and I'm like, when does the sex start? Come on. I don't like this.
There's nothing sexy to me about almost killing somebody. Just like not really into it. Like I'll do a slight like up against your throat, but like when they're like more and I'm like, I don't feel comfortable with this.
Plug my nose.
Yeah.
Tape my eyes shut. Am I in an episode of Saw?
I don't
want
to be held responsible for anything that could go wrong here.
Sign this first.
And let's film it. We're going to film you signing this. Yeah.
I'm going to film you signing this.
I don't even know if that would matter in a court of law. I don't fucking know. Let's just try not to off your partners. I guess. I don't know.
I'm really into getting killed during sex.
Some people want it as close as you can get to death before they come, though. It's a whole thing. It's why people like accidentally hang themselves by trying to like asphyxiate. Thank you.
Yeah.
Asphyxiate while coming, and then they end up fucking hanging themselves with their dicks in their hands. Yeah, I mean, it is one way to go. Let's be honest. You know,
that's not a bad way.
I would die during sex for sure. Like, if we could vote on ways that we wanted to die, well, my top threes would definitely be like. My sleep, sex, or a gunshot to the back of the head with no warning.
Wow. Okay, with no warning?
No warning.
The same.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
Execution style.
Yeah. That'd be okay.
Execution style, yeah.
Mine's a little different. I'm a little fat, so I'd have to go with, I want to eat ice cream and pizza. And
to death?
Yeah.
Yeah, just gorge yourself
just
to death?
Just gorge myself to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, my stomach.
That sounds actually miserable, if I'm being honest.
No, honestly, you're right. No, I just want to eat.
Just being full is uncomfortable.
No, I just want to eat like pizza and ice cream, and then a comet just goosh smashes me.
Yeah.
But I was eating ice cream when I was doing it.
Yeah. I always say like if an earthquake happens, like I want to die in the earthquake being like crushed by a roof of something rather than like wait for the tsunami, because I don't want to be like, I don't want to be in the water like fighting for my life. Like I'd rather just be crushed.
I want
it
to be a quick death.
Yeah.
I like instant. I just want to knock me out.
Yeah. Let's just be done with it. Yeah. No torture. Yeah. I don't need any of that in my life.
Yeah. I like to die quick. I'll do it myself.
I'll take care of it.
I'll do it. I'll make sure. I don't trust you guys. I don't trust you guys. I got to make sure it's done right.
Do you think it's, I'm going to move away from death and back to the topic at hand. All right. Do you think it's normal to get turned off by a partner?
Is it normal to be turned off by a partner?
Like, because obviously like we get icks, the things that your partner does. Do you think it's like normal?
Like in an everyday thing? Of course.
Yeah. Like hell in a relationship.
Fuck
like
yeah.
Some days you're like, I'm disgusted by you. And
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Do you think it's a day thing, or do you think you're disgusted by a thing that they do and then you can move on from it?
There's both. There's stuff where, you know, you're just like, I resent you.
I'm gonna save this one for a fight in 2 years.
You disgust me. I feel like you can get past things.
Yeah,
you're just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Do you tell the person when they give you an ick about something, or do you just like let it slide?
Yeah, I did it daily yesterday. I go, daily, you put the toilet. I go, first of all, she never puts the toilet paper roll back on the thing. Like
really?
When it's empty, she never does it.
Oh,
it drives me insane.
A pet peeve of mine.
Mine was for her, it was chewing loud. I worked on it. She tells me, she gave me a sticker. I got a sticker. I got a sticker in my. I had all these stickers. I closed my mouth. But she was. She doesn't put the toilet paper roll. I actually literally it was like almost empty, so I peeled off some of the rest and I left it empty. And I go, I'm gonna see if there's a roll on there later. And I came back and there was the scrap that was left on the sticky piece.
She took it, pulled that piece off, took it,
and lightly damped. Yeah. Ooh, by the way, ooh. Get some more, but two, lightly damp, whatever, and left the empty roll. And I go, what the fuck is this? Go change the roll. Put the roll back that on there. And then if she ever does it, which is a very big rarity, she puts it and the paper comes underneath.
No, it's the wrong way. Paper goes over. Paper goes over.
Paper over.
If you want proof, the serial invention killer. Photo of the toilet paper.
Yeah.
It's over.
It can't come underneath because then you gotta pull from. You gotta go underneath.
Who
like
wants
this.
To look for it that way?
Easy. It's just you gotta like this, and then it's harder to come down.
Yeah, I can't handle it. I'll change it at people's houses. I'll change it in a stranger's bathroom.
Oh really?
Oh, 110%.
You're a good person.
I will switch your toilet paper
good
rolls.
Good person.
110%. Yeah, I'll move it around. I'll replace it in your house if I come over and it's empty. I'll change it, but I will flip it the right direction
good.
For sure.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a pet peeve. Yeah. That's, you gotta mention the little things. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be honest.
What if there's something about like their appearance you're not into? I've said it to I did it to the guy I'm dating. Within the first month of dating him, I shaved his back, plucked his eyebrows, gave him a spray tan. I mean I'm like I'm
you turned him into
work.
Someone new.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's okay if you could change it and you could say it respectfully.
Yeah.
If you could just be like, whatever, just be like, hey, why don't we? I make jokes about everything.
Yeah.
So I'll make fun of Daylene. She's cool. She's cool. I'll just be like, hey, Casper, what's going on? I go, you are white as fuck. I never thought I had a white girlfriend like this. This is some white shit. Like, you know, I'll say that and then she'll go get a tan. Yeah. But she's cool about it.
She's a spray tanny girly.
She'll spray tan.
Yeah.
But, you know, but if it's something they can't change physically,
oh, like I would never be like,
I would never
your
mention
nose
it.
Is fucking huge or just, something like that. Like, oh my God, no.
Yeah, you got to mention it. I mean, you can't mention it.
Yeah.
But if it's something they can work on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey, Daly, shave your back hair.
Daly, let me shave your back hair.
Yeah, she'll do it.
Yeah. That's it. We're out of time.
What?
I know.
Can we do a third and fourth episode?
I know, it's just like that. We'll bring you back.
That was fun.
Yeah, it is fun, isn't it?
I really opened up.
Yeah, you really did.
My grandma can't see this.
No, we don't let anybody's grandma see this.
Well, she's
actually.
Dead, so she.
Oh, perfect. She's watching it right now. Then.
She is watching.
She's wildly disappointed
Super
in you.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Can there be some form of respect for a bit of honesty?
Yes.
And open honesty.
Yeah.
If we're talking seriously, because everybody has their vices and everybody has their problems and everybody.
Yeah.
And there are and a lot of people have you know their sexual things, but like. I like the fact that we could be open and honest.
Yeah, I'm all about it. That's all I want to do.
I could be very clean.
Yeah.
I could do clean comedy. I could be a clean whatever. But I can also,
Yeah.
It'd be dirty. That's me trying to get booked. That's me trying to get booked.
Yeah.
And, I can still do corporates.
And you can poop on him and he'll just wash it off and keep on going. Yeah. So yeah, you're just down and roll for the punches. Yeah.
Go for it. Shake it off.
And if you want to see him roll with the punches, you can find him.
If you like the podcast, it's Vinny Fastline. If you didn't, it's just plug in anybody's name I don't like. Vinny Fastline. I'm on all the social media things, on Instagram, TikTok, all this stuff. And then I have a podcast, My Plus One. We talked about last week.
Yep.
Celebrity guests come on. They bring a plus one. She brought her dad. Mm-hmm. You know, we get, you know, it's all personal. So they bring a cool guest. And
your fucking merch is awesome, too.
Daly made this.
Oh, man. She's fucking great.
Yeah. And this is Rick. You get Rick Rolled if you scan it. You think it's my podcast?
Hilarious.
But you get Rick Rolled. But yeah, no, it's pretty cool merch.
No, it's great.
Yeah, check that out. I got a TV taping coming out this year.
Love it.
Laugh it forward.
Love it.
You could probably see me crying at different places.
All over Los Angeles.
All over Los Angeles. You could see me stressed, talking to myself in the car.
I'm just usually screaming at other people in the car.
Yeah.
I'm such a angry driver. All right, guys. That's it for today. If you like what you saw, hit that subscribe button. And until next time, adios.